Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017. 3700 Call Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.
You have tuned to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. This broadcast comes to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. This is Bishop Patterson inviting you to listen weekly at this radio station at the same time for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're invited to listen and follow the truth that you hear by repenting of your sins, being baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and get a promise to receive the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God will give you utterance. This is a church that is called by God's name, and this is the church of his faith. So we invite you to come and visit the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in your area. You may write to me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Again, you are tuned to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
Something I want to remind you all of that's written. The Lord talked concerning his kingdom on 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. Now you say, well, Bishop, they were all virgins.
True.
5 were wise and 5 were foolish.
Amen.
You say, well, what made some wise and some foolish? Well, let's see if we can figure it out together today. So you can judge yourself to see whether you are a wise virgin or a foolish one. All of the rejoicing you can do doesn't mean a thing if you don't have some reserves. They were all virgins because when he called them, they all came with their lamps. The 5 that were wise bought something extra. They brought a vessel along.
Amen. That's right.
With just a little more oil.
That's right.
I dare not ask the choir to pick it up from where I left off. The 5 that were wise bought something extra with them.
That's right. Amen.
Because while the bridegroom lingered,
yes.
What the foolish ones had in their lamps burned out. And they had no reserves. And they were foolish enough to ask you wise ones, can I buy some of yours like money is going to help you go meet the bridegroom? So you know what they wise ones say? Go to the ones that sell. And buy it from them. Maybe the money you have will do them some good. So therefore, if you're wise and you're going to meet your bridegroom and someone comes up to you and lay you out, they want some of your oil. When they want to make the journey difficult for you, they want some of your reserve, some of your oil. So you won't continue. Because the bridegroom is going to come at midnight while they're slumbering and sleeping.
Amen.
But there's going to be some ready. They said, I have my lamp trimmed and it's burning bright. It's burning. My soul is still rejoicing of those who can come and praise God in the evening time of the church. Zechariah got you ready for this day at evening. During the course of the day, when the God got on the cross, he brought darkness. Remember when it was light and then he was on the cross and it went dark. Amos then told everyone, it's going to come a day. In these days, there was going to be a hunger and a thirst after God's word, and they would not be able to find it. Why? It's going to be hovered here in Aiken, South Carolina, while the Lord is gleaning for souls who want to obey the truth. Yeah. To open up your ears in this day and this time is a blessing from God Almighty. Amen. Don't be foolish to cast away your confidence in God that he brought you this far, and it's almost a stroke of midnight, and he's going to have a cry go out.
Amen.
Go out to meet him.
Amen.
Wake you up. Say, oh my Lord. Someone said, go meet him. You ain't going to wake up all doty and hung. What was that? Somebody said something. You're going to wake up and go.
Amen.
And if someone tries to hinder you, say, I got enough to make it to him. I don't have any more. If you need some, go to them that sell it. Because you came prepared. When the gospel went out and said, be baptized, you were getting oil.
Yes.
When you went down in water in his precious name and received the Holy Ghost, you got another vessel with the lamp.
Amen.
You got something that would hold oil.
Yes.
You call it the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You got a vessel then that could hold it for you. When times get rough and your lamp look like it's going out, you go to that ghost and you pour a little more oil on the lamp and it comes on back up. When you hear some bad news, it looks like your lamp got turned down, but you go to that vessel, you open it up, you fill it all back up, and you see you still got enough left to wait for the bridegroom. But some people, it's going to be made manifest. They were never of us.
Amen.
That can't be the wise ones who've decided, I have to follow Christ. If it's written, I'm going to follow what he said. These are the ones that are prepared to meet him. You can't meet him with a lie. You don't have no reserves.
Amen.
A lie cannot tarry with him. So you're going to hear a speech. I never knew you. I don't know you. The door has been shut. What was the reason for coming to Aiken? Someone said, I need to get some high octane.
Amen.
I came to visit my sister some days ago, and my car needs high octane. And trying to find a station in the neighborhood or somewhere with high octane was impossible almost. And her husband then began to tell me how their car drives on high octane. And they couldn't find any. And I had her car and I got it when it was almost on E. And I started praying on some high octane. Because I couldn't put anything that would make a car knock. And she said, well, Bishop, put some gas in my car. But my car is knocking now. I didn't want that testimony. So I prayed up some high octane. And when I got to the station, they said, only $10. I said, I ain't paying that sign no mind. I'm going to fill it up. If it don't stop at 10, I'm going to keep going until it cuts off. I went to praying. And it kept going past 10, past 20, past 30, past 40. And whenever it clicked off, I said, thank God. I hurried up, put the little thing back, and went off. This is to show you that man has control over a lot of things. And the scripture tells you to watch it, because there's going to be a time that you won't be able to buy or sell. You think that's far off? You have some reserves? We're going to need it. Will you be able to stand when the test comes, when the whole economy crash? You think it's just America? You got CNN. You got Fox. You got them all showing you that it's not just here. It's everywhere. And you think all the money they can put in it is going to turn it around, don't you? And it's getting worse and worse and worse. So we say, oh, we got Obama. He's going to be just like Bush, just like Clinton, just like the first Bush, just like George Washington, just like all of the others. Because there's a Congress. Everything he wishes to do and he says he's going to do, he is not going to be able to do. Amen. The only people in this world that can do what they say they're going to do are church folks.
Amen. Thank you.
You know why? Your word means something to you.
That's right.
Because you know God said, I'm going to judge you by every idle word. And once you say something, you can't keep your word, you got to go fix it.
Amen.
If not, your vessel's going to run dry. And when you hear the cry, go out to meet him, you don't lie, now there's no oil. You didn't keep your word, there's no oil. The lamp's out. Your trust must be in God, not man.
Amen.
If we're going to make the journey is, we heard the cry, go out to meet him. What does his word say? When it says repent, get some oil.
Amen.
Repent, just be sorry. Say, well, I didn't make myself. Well, still be sorry that you're sorry.
Amen.
Then you must find some water and be baptized. In today's society, folks say, oh, you don't need that. That's their words. It's not essential today.
Amen.
If it was good enough for them,
amen.
If it was good enough for Christ, it's good enough for you.
Amen.
And once you have the water baptism that gets you ready, that oil to come in and never run out like the widow. When God said it won't run out, it didn't run out.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost is going to be for you. Until he comes, he said it is not going to run out.
Amen.
Do we believe him?
Amen.
Is our trust in him?
Amen.
There is no different from the people in Aiken, South Carolina than anywhere else we've been. The famine is in Aiken. I need Amos 8 and 11 somewhere it's written. We must understand that this truth of God is worth traveling wherever you can hear it. And once we hear it, reserve some oil that's going to get you through the week or through the day or through your night. I met some marvelous people here in Aiken.
Amen.
I'm coming back. You can't get rid of me. Sister Jackson walked in all still pretty. I got to work on her. She's been to church, but don't look like she sweated a bit. She was still beat. All nice coming in. I said, Lord, we got to get on her. So when she leaves, she said, oh, truly, I praise God. You can't come into, see, folks say, I'm going to church. I don't know what that means. I understand I'm going to service, to serve God.
Amen.
The church is in you, so when you go, you take church.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds easy now that you heard it.
Amen.
But before you say, oh, I'm getting ready to go to church. What do you mean? You going to service? You going to the tabernacle to serve God? The church will meet you when you get there. That's the body of Christ.
Amen.
So when you go, make sure you're not at to one of them that God said, I got somewhat something against you. You don't want to hear that. You want to hear, well done.
Amen.
My good and faithful servant. Now, let's look at what Amos said and see if anywhere in your heart you can see it being manifested in your day. Because before the day of Pentecost, there was a prophet that told him that the Lord was going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
He made it so that they will understand that his sons and daughters were going to prophesy. Now, let's be straight about things. You know, I don't like leaving anything undone. Don't get prophesying mixed up with teaching and preaching.
Amen.
It ain't the same.
Not the same.
The reason the spirit will go out on all flesh and blood, men, women, and didn't matter whether you was Jew or Gentile, is because the Holy Ghost was the keeping power, the oil to keep you till he come.
Amen.
Remember, he had already breathed on the apostles.
Amen.
We already had, he said, go out and teach and go Amen. Do this and go Amen. Do that. We had that already.
Amen.
Don't get it confused, but prophesying and teaching the churches is different. Prophecy is to keep the church encouraged. Someone will say, thus saith the Lord. I heard the Lord said he was going to do such and such and such a thing. And you better stop there. Don't try to interpret it. Don't try to teach it to nobody. Just say what it was. The Lord is going to do such and such a thing. It. The church hears it. The church believes it. And we look for it.
Amen.
There were many prophetess in the scripture. But there were no women preachers.
Amen.
I was looking at that idiot box. I couldn't sleep. And the reason it brought it to mind is these men were talking about this on having some discussion. What's the discussion? If the word says I suffer it not, then don't you suffer it. Say, oh, that was Paul. He didn't know what he was talking about. If Paul didn't know what he was talking about there, we might as well throw out everything else he said.
Amen.
Don't believe all the good stuff you like.
That's right.
And don't like the stuff, don't keep the stuff you don't like.
Amen.
God said my word would never change.
Amen.
So when Isaiah, Zechariah, and all the prophets, and Joel said what God was going to do, there were women in the upper room, so when they all began to speak in tongues, the man of God said, this is that Joel spoke on.
Amen.
Generations later, mm-hmm. Here it is coming now. Then they began to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Amen.
The church now has started out. Because Christ said, go to Jerusalem and stay there until you're endued with power. The men weren't just going to get the power. The women going to get some too.
Amen.
But as I was telling you last night, if you have a chance to talk to the enemy, he's going to make you think you're something that you're not.
Amen.
When the woman in the garden listened and talked to the enemy, she got us all in trouble. When she said, left him alone, said, you slide around, don't bother me. The Lord has already said. But no. Oh, huh, you're pretty. What's going on? What's up? Whatever the conversation was, for him to say, go ahead, eat. You won't really die. That's the first recorded lie. When he said, you will not surely die, he went against what God had said.
Amen.
And folks take it light today because something hadn't happened to them yet. You have to understand, everything is on reserve.
Amen.
Hell is on reserve.
On reserve. Amen.
What was in God's mind to make hell expandable? It's like whatever you throw in it, it takes it. It don't get so crowded and so big, nothing else will fit. Whatever you throw in there, it's going to fit.
Amen.
That's why when he saw the enemy, the Lord was wrapped in flesh and blood. He said, I know who you are. The devil knew. He said, I know who thou art. He said, thou the Christ,
yes.
God. You're the Holy One.
Amen.
Though he was wrapped in flesh and blood from the womb of Mary. He said, have you come to destroy me before time? It's not time yet, but the time will come.
Amen.
When the cry will go out, go to meet it. And you're saying, I don't have any reserves. I'm tired. I can't walk another step. I can't see. It's dark. The Lord said, I'll put an angel in your way.
Amen.
To keep you.
Amen.
To preserve your way, your going in, your coming in and going out. And I'm telling you this. So you'll look at your life after you leave here and they say, do I have oil sufficient?
Amen.
To examine myself and see if the Lord called me today, can I go out to meet it? There was another song, will you be ready to answer the call? When the call comes, can you answer?
Amen.
Have you lived up to everything that is written in the word? Or have you found yourself contrary to something that you didn't like that was written? Say, that was for then. We need something new. We don't need anything new. We need what was old.
Amen.
That's what kept them then. That's what's going to keep us now.
Amen.
So when Joel said, the sons and daughters would prophesy, you prophesy all you want because there's got to be in the church someone to prophesy. You got to have someone in the church that has some vision. If it doesn't have, and he said, my people perish for the lack of. And you don't want that to be so. It can't be so in the church.
Amen.
And in my travels in these last 14 years or whatever it is, folks always say, well, what about this woman that got all this? What about it? Do you know that the devil got more folks than God?
Amen.
When heaven had to be divided, when the Lord cast them out, one third of the heavenly host fell. And you think everybody that's down here is going to be saved. Them little folks on the day of Pentecost compared to the world. The Lord is running to and fro, the devil walking.
Amen.
Say, where are you going? He said, I'm walking to and fro. The Lord said, I'm running, trying to find somebody to get them in time. And the devil said, I'm just walking up to and fro, just seeking whom I may devour. See who all I can take that I can't use, because I know my end. And if he can get you, he'll have something precious, and he'll have something to talk to God about, and that is what you don't want.
Amen.
If there's going to be a conversation, let the conversation be between the enemy and God. So when the enemy say, well, what about Sister Jackson? You got a hedge around her. And the Lord will say, well, I'll move it. And the enemy say, well, if I stay on her long enough, I'll make her curse you to your face.
Man.
Now, this conversation is not going on between you and him. It's him and God. And when God finish, he'll say, no, she won't. So he'll try you. The enemy will step in and do all he's going to do and say, well, she didn't turn. Let that conversation between him and God. Your conversation always must be with God. Don't talk about you talking to the enemy because he'll trick you.
Amen.
Let him talk to God.
Amen.
God was strong enough after fasting 40 days and 40 Amen. Nights when he came alongside. I said, let me take you up on a high. But he said, I'll go.
Amen.
As hungry as he was, he said, I'll go.
Yeah.
He said, now cast it. You hungry, aren't you? You know how it is. You started out fasting. And 5 minutes later, you're drinking something. Didn't even come to mind. You had anointed your head 5 minutes ago. Guilty. Trying your best to give God a day of sacrifice. And you started out. And somebody said, oh, how about lunch? Say, sure, I'm buying. As soon as it don't come to mind when you're going.
Amen.
And when you sit down, you're ordered and everything. It don't come to mind until you take that first bite. You say, oh, God, I was fasting. And the enemy said, not no more. Then you turn to God and say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
You know how it is, don't you? This is why your conversation must be with God, the only one that can help you.
Amen.
The enemy can't help you. He's trying to trick you up. He's trying to take your eye off the prize and put it on something else and forget you. I got something to keep me. I got some oil left. I got the Holy Ghost. I got something I can talk to God about my situation. He can make a change.
Amen.
Came across some people saying, oh, we're going to have a devil busting service and we're going to pray the devil out. The devil look at them fools. You say, look, I'm going in with you. Now, if you going to come out, I'm coming out with you. Talking about they're going to open up the windows and pray for the devil to go out like he, a body without a spirit is dead. He, I'm in you. And hear the devil saying, we're going to open up the windows and throw the devil out. The devil is saying it. They open up the windows and what do you see go out? Nothing. Nothing. The devil's still in there. I say, I'm still here. A man was preaching, said, well, the devil can't swim. Yes, he can. You go in the water, he'll go. When you come out, he'll come out. The only water the devil can't get out of when someone says, I therefore baptize you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My God, he has to let go at the name of Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
We don't have time to serve the devil, open up windows for him to go out. The Lord took the world out of us and us out of the world.
Amen.
So we are now having our conversation, he said, is in heaven.
In heaven, yeah. Amen.
Not in hellish places.
Amen.
Your conversation must be in heaven.
Amen.
So think on those things that are pure.
Yeah.
Those things that are right and honest. And yeah. Things going to keep you encouraged when you talk to one another. And someone come and say, can I have some of your oil? And they're trying to make you all upset. Man, say, look, I have enough for myself. And you begin to pray.
Amen.
When you see that the things the Lord has told you about is coming into your eyesight on a daily basis, do you have sufficient to make it? Amos said there was going to be a famine. And that famine is here now. It's for hearing the word of God. It is not for bread. It is not for thirsting after some water. It is time for the world to turn to hear what thus saith the Lord so you can save yourself.
Amen.
And there is so many things out there that you might turn to and run to thinking it's God. The way you can know for an assurance is go to the word.
Amen.
And when you go to the word, you'll find a foundation there. You'll find a stone that a lot of people stumble at, but you don't have to stumble at it.
Amen.
When you look into it and say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
When the world divided God by three, they haven't divided Satan not one time. Nobody don't say there are three devils. Who do you know say there are three devils? They don't say that. But they give you three gods. He said, I'm the God of heaven. And there is no God beside me.
Amen.
And neither will there be any after me.
Amen.
And the enemy comes and says, there is but one. And he trembles. But he make men believe that there are three. When you look at the word, that is the foundation for how to walk, how to live your life, to live a righteous life.
Amen.
In the day when men don't want to do the right thing. But you let the economy continue and bank accounts get low and it go back to the depression. That's when the church is going to thrive like it did before.
Amen.
Folks ain't got no help.
Amen.
They're going to have to go to Jesus.
Amen.
Why not go to him when things are abundant?
Amen.
When you got a bank account, why not still go to Jesus and say, Lord, I thank you for what I have, but I still need you.
Amen.
Why we got to wait till the drastic times all the time to pray? Why can't you pray always?
Amen.
Why can't we pray always?
Amen.
We wait till there's a, oh Lord. Why? Israel did that and we know what happened to them. We have to praise him continually.
Amen.
We have to be thankful continually.
Amen.
Not just in bad times. It is written, shall I receive good at the hand of the Lord always?
Amen.
And not evil? Amen. You think you're going to get good from the Lord all the time? Ask Sister Jackson, but she said, I don't charge God foolish. When evil come upon you, you thank God anyway.
Amen.
Then the enemy can't have no conversation with you.
Amen.
You just give God the praise for whatever it is. And the enemy, if the enemy comes to you, say, look, Lord, rebuke him.
Amen.
Don't you try to, I'm going to work on the devil. You go work on it. And he's going to show you what he did already. When he said, Peter, I know. Amen. Paul, I know. Now, who are you that's trying to withstand me?
Mm-hmm.
He going to jump on you. You going to be clothed. And you think in your right mind. And when he jump on you, you're going to come out of your clothes for some reason. And run around naked. Now, why would the devil have you look the fool? But the people of God, he wouldn't bother. It's them that going to take. We're going to adjure him too. We're going to get him to come out. We got the same power the church got. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's why your conversation must be with God. I don't care. If you're sick, talk to God.
Amen.
If somebody burned down your house, talk to God.
Amen.
If the doctor say you're going to die, don't believe him. Doctors kill many folks when they give them a spirit. Say you're going to die in 2 months. Let the calendar go. 2 months. Because you believe them. As you believe in your heart, so is it.
Amen.
If you believe you're going to die, you're going to die. If you believe you're going to live, you can go back and see that doctor 2 years later and say, Doc, I'm still here.
Amen.
When a spirit comes to you, that's what this voice is. It's a spirit.
Amen.
It's a spirit. Now, is it something you want to accept or something you're going to forbear? That's up to you.
Amen.
When you hear the word of the Lord, then the ear It must go from your ear to your heart. You say, that's the truth.
Amen.
It's written. That's true. It is written. Soon as the preacher say, well, we got a God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
No,
something's going to come and you say,
not so.
Find file 13. It's called the trash can. I don't know what days your trash man come in Aiken, but I'm sure it comes on a day when you put your trash out. That's the day you put that out.
Amen.
Because you want to make sure that you have oil in your lamp and in your vessel. So when the Lord calls you, you can go meet him.
Amen.
You won't have any false doctrine in you. You won't have any lies in you. You will only have the truth from the east corner to the west corner, from the northern top of your head to the sole of your feet.
Amen.
That's why he gave you prophets.
Amen.
Apostles.
Amen.
And teachers and all of these things in the church for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
But today, folks want to throw the apostles out now. He's the one that put everything in the church was wanting, but they throw him out. We don't need him.
Hmm.
How is that dead?
Amen.
How the deacon gonna make a deacon? How the deacon gonna make an elder? There's a hierarchy to God.
Amen.
If you're going to be great in the church, then you have to be the least.
Amen.
You must be a servant. That's why I'm a servant. Don't put me up so high to say, oh, Bishop Pritt. I'm under your feet. I'm the thing that's holding you up. When you get down and out, I'm the thing that's going to come to you and tell you the Lord is going to make a way somehow.
Amen.
Don't think you can write a check big enough to make me tell you something that God didn't say. Because I ain't going to take your check. Because it's going to bounce anyway.
Amen. Amen.
Have you heard the bank crisis? You don't have enough. Because I've seen the end of this thing. and I'm going on to the end of the thing. I realized it took Moses had to go to Pharaoh almost 10 times before he would let God's people go. Kept going back and back and back and thinking they were going to say, oh, let them go. It wasn't until the Passover when God had to take out his firstborn and all the the Egyptians' firstborn before Pharaoh said, get out of here.
Amen.
You know how that wasn't one day, 2 days, 3 days. And the journey to get to the promised land wasn't far, right across the ridge. But when somebody went over, they came back with an evil report. Because of that evil report, we had to travel round and round in the wilderness, round and round. Until all unbelief was gone.
Amen.
And then the Lord said, go over. What shall hinder you now? What shall stop you from continuing on your journey that you promised God? You said, I'm going to continue until the end. And God's going to hold you to that vow. Amen. He said, it is better not to make a vow than to make the vow and break it.
Amen.
In today's society, men think when you marry someone, you give that person your vow until death do us part. You think God didn't hear that? Or you think it's for your little marriage company or the people you invited to your wedding? Those are the people you got to go back and say, look, I ain't going to keep that. Worst times came and I ain't willing. God is the one that put it together. He said, now let no man. So when you go to the judge, he's a man.
Amen.
Say, judge, I don't want to be married to this man no more. And the judge say, okay, divorced.
Amen.
It was because the people's heart was so hard against God's law. That's why Moses gave them a bill of divorcement. Because they were contrary to God. Moses said, here, take it. But when God got here, he said, from the beginning, it was not so. And he fixed it. And it's been fixed ever since.
Amen.
So you can't open up your mouth and tell somebody till death, and death ain't here yet. See, what if he's beating me to death? Well, don't die. It is all right if the unbeliever departs. The scriptures say you're not under such law in that manner. So run. Jesus ran. Don't be ashamed to run.
Amen.
First of all, I'm going to stand my ground. All right, get knocked down. Then you won't be able to fight another day. You're going to be all crippled. Run. Jump across the wall like Christ did just to make it another day.
Amen.
Ain't no shame in the game. You're trying to make it to the end. I'm going to stand my ground. You ills? Ain't no shame in running. When the enemy is after you, run!
Amen.
Don't stand there talking about, I'm going to withstand him. You ills? And you look around and you ain't got no oil. You ain't got nothing. You all by yourself. You think the church with you and the church don't move. They'll pick up their tents and you can see them way up yonder. Say, well, what happened? Why am I still here? Well, you parted last night. And the church picked up their tents during the course of the night and they're gone. And you was... I must be on the prize. We're trying to save ourselves.
Amen.
And there's so much. It's a smorgasbord of food on the table. And the scripture don't tell you it's all vomit. But see, your eyes don't see that. You see all this Lutheran and Baptist and AME. Something else. This Catholic and all this stuff. None of it's written. But everything is out there, whatever you want. You say, I'm searching for a church home. So you go to the expo. And you say, well, I don't like the way they dress. I don't like how that preacher look. I don't like how them people look. You coming on down all this foolishness and not looking at the word. And you'll be just like everybody else when Christ came. He came in on an ass. Isn't that something? That's all he could afford. And he had to borrow that.
Amen.
They say, you come across, say, tell him the master need it. Here he is riding in. And they said, can't be him. But somebody said, Hosanna. Somebody was ready to meet him. It is no different today. When someone asks you, would you rather have Barabbas or would you rather have Jesus? You got to ask for him. Because if you ask for him, they have to give him to you. But do you know the crowd cried out, give us the thief? And you all think that's so amazement. And it's such an amazement. They're doing the same thing today. When you look at the word, the folks say, oh, I don't like that. I don't want that. I don't want that. But when you look at the word, that's the foundation. That's God.
Amen.
He doesn't change.
Amen.
The scripture says the word is God.
Amen.
Not maybe him.
Is.
Not some of him.
Amen.
It's all of him.
Amen.
Every word that is written is him.
Amen.
If you want to know him, say, Lord, I want to know you. He said, well, repent. Be baptized, be filled with me, and then I'll get to know you.
Amen.
And folks say, I don't know no baptism. That was for, I ain't getting wet. I just had my hair done. I look on that idiot box when folks, the choir behind them, some of them preachers, with all these flippant things. And he said, "Not, don't let it be the outward adorning, but the hidden man of the heart. Them folks don't know that. He said, I got to get dressed for the camera. You all see it too. Don't let me be the somebody else raise your hand because it ain't just me. Don't let me be the only one. So I ain't getting all messed up. I just got my hair done. I just got my nails done. Rep, don't grab my hand. I just had my nails done. Pride. It's gonna come and they all are gonna fall. Because when God come looking for his people, he said, dress as becoming holy.
Amen.
And holy don't look like the world. They say, oh, you look so mammy made. That's a good compliment.
Amen.
Take it. Thank you. Because they are looking at all the stuff the world has to offer. And there's one little lonely thing on the table. Holy. The church of God. That's called by his name. Jesus. He said, I want Sam's Baptist Church. What did Sam ever do? I ride around town and see men's name on God's building. When I was in Africa and I was preaching there and they were telling me, say, well, Bishop Patterson, we understand your gospel, but you have to understand that they use that same book to hurt us. I said, I don't care how many times they use the book to hurt you. You now have knowledge. You can read the book for yourself. It don't require you put your name on the building.
Amen.
Grocery stores with Jesus Christ as a grocery store. Now, what is that? What does Jesus need to be on a grocery store for? He wants bodies. He wants something he can possess and save. So when this time is ended, he'll have jewels on his crown and say, look, enemy, look at all these that made it over.
Amen.
You must get a crown of life that the righteous judge will give you. Don't care what men say. Don't look to think McCain or Obama is going to do anything for you. We want to pray that they don't make our walk here hard.
Amen.
Because at the stroke of a pen, they can make everything you do illegal.
Amen.
Christians ain't got no business in that foolishness. When they tried to get Christ into it, he said, give me the coin. Mm-hmm. They gave him the coin. He said, now whose is this? He said, whose this belong to? He said, then render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give the Lord what's the Lord's. What are preachers doing preaching in politics? They should be preaching in scripture. And if you like what Obama had, he tried to tell them how it was in that day, but they didn't believe him. And Obama jumped ship. Y'all thought the man was way off? He wasn't way off. He wasn't off. If you weren't one of God's people, they called you dogs. You were dogs. You were considered nothing.
Amen.
But the prophecy was that he was going to come to the Gentiles. And he did. He said, now it's our day.
Mm-hmm.
He got us to make them jealous. He said, now don't you get carried away to think I'm just going to save you and I'm not going to get them. He said, I cut you off and I'll go back and get them. Amen. So we are mindful that we are going to serve him because he opened up the way for us.
Amen.
And that's why when there's anointed, hear someone crying out saying, I know my feet has gotten slow. That pierces him to say, let's pick it up, Lord. And start talking to God about the situation, saying, that's my child. That's one you gave me. That's one that is linked to me. I can't have anything that you're giving me that can't make it in. So let's make the way safe. I say, then what can I say? He says, say from me, my daughter, your sins are forgiven. And let you go on in peace. When you hear the words of God, to say, I went away from him so many years ago, but my backsliding has been healed. I got to look to God and say, I thank you that your anointed one looked upon me and was able to say, thy sins are forgiven, and I'm going on to meet him. Just to hear the word that if my feet get slow, will somebody pray for me? You ain't looking for McCain. You ain't looking for Obama, but you're looking for God's anointed that can help me when the grocery store ain't got no food, when the gas ain't got no gas. I need God on this journey because if he don't help me, I won't have no help. When you get sick and the doctor say, there's a thing I can do for you, you got to turn to your vessel and say, Lord, do I have enough oil in here? And he says, yes, I'm still here because I told you I never would forsake you. Neither would I leave you alone. And you just rest in him and know everything's going to be all right. When the judge said, no, I won't hear your calls. And you've been praying all this time and wondering, are they going to ever let us go? But faith comes and says, it's going to be all right. I'm sick now unto death. I want to know, is there an anointed one that can touch me and the virtue that's in him? Hallelujah to God. I can go from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Somebody want to know. I don't have a telephone to call him, but can I pray and wake him up? I don't care where he is, Lord. Can I pray and I wake him out of sleep so he can utter something for me? Nobody's going to help the church but God.
Amen.
And someone's seeking him. And they come in at a time. He said, will you walk with me? Will you come on to the Jubilee? Come on to a time of goodness and happiness and joy before it closes out. Can I walk with you hand in hand? I'm going to come with you by faith because I can't see the thing because my life is calling me, but I want to be saved. But what I'm doing feels so good. You say, will you come by faith with me before you know anything? You done told God yes. And God has kept you all these days because you said yes. And he's peeling off everything that is not like him. And you look around and say, how did I make it over? How did I get so far in him? And you realize it's been by God's help. Your cry has touched me. He said, I've been here before. And he lifted me. And I see he's still there. When I'm stumbling, falling, he said, now unto him that is able before I fall to keep me from falling. And when he comes, he's going to present me faultless. All the faults that I thought I had, he's going to present me faultless. And I'm going to stand before his presence and I'm going to give him the glory because I could have went to hell. But somehow God made a difference in my life. And he made me say so. Because out of the abundance of the heart, if you love God, he's going to make you say something. They say, Lord, I need some help now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it if you don't give me some help. You got to check your vessel and see if you got some oil there. Because the cry is coming. It's time to go out to meet him. And are you going to be able to say, put your oil in and said, I'm going on out now. Because you got to come through this dark world. But if you carry that lamp, you'll light it up everywhere you go. It'll be right in front of your feet. And when you get there, you'll have some arms stretched out. Welcome to the kingdom. Hallelujah to God. In the darkness, you can see him. He said, I will make the darkness light. Hallelujah to God. I'll make it light before you. He said, all those high places, he said, I'll bring them down. I'll bring heaven. I'll bring it down to your footstool. And all you got to do is walk in. While you're toiling in this world and don't know whether to go right or left, go forward. And when you get to him, you'll see the eyes that made you. Before anything was formed, nothing was formed until God opened his mouth. That's why John could say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Because in the beginning of all these things you see, and things you don't see but are invisible, that's when God made everything. He said, let there be light. There was a voice that went out, and everything started appearing. Not the beginning of God. He always was. He has no beginning of days, nor ending of life. But you can take that same word and make something happen in your life. Speak the thing. I don't care how impossible it is. Speak the thing and make it so. Somebody say, you sick? Say, no, I'm not. All is well. Say, well, you're dying. Say, no, I'm not. All is well. A woman had a child dead. You thought that stopped her from believing that God was able? She went out looking for somebody dressed like me. So I heard the man of God, go get it. Say, is it well? It's well. Is it well with the child? It's well. But I need you. And when he got there and laid upon that child dead, he could feel it getting warm under him. Hallelujah to God. Something went from his frame to this thing that was dead, and he made it come alive. That's what the gospel is trying to do today. Get to those things that are dead and make it come alive. Make it warm up. So when someone asks you, you have something somewhat to say that God is able. You won't be shamed in the grocery store, on your job, or wherever it is. If you're the president's press secretary, you'll say, God is able. Do you have enough oil? Do you have enough of the Holy Ghost to keep you? Do you have enough that no matter what comes in your life, that your eyes see, that you will see God in everything?
Amen.
You will look for God in every situation. Say, Lord, I know you're in here. Look for him in every situation. He's there. And I'm trying to press upon you, don't talk about the devil. Don't talk about him. Talk about God. Yes. Devil ain't going to do you no good.
Amen.
So there's no need to talk to him or about him. Jews say, don't even make an accusation against him.
Amen.
Don't say, oh, the devil did that. It might be God. The king thought so. He had 400 liars.
Yes, he did.
He didn't believe them. He said, now, is there not a prophet of the Lord that I might inquire? Now, you don't hear 400 of your prophets say you're going to be all right, Micaiah. But you hadn't asked Micaiah yet. But when Jehoshaphat said, they say there's one, there's chaos. He said, he ain't going to say nothing good. That's what folks say about me. Bishop Patterson ain't going to say nothing good.
Amen.
Yes, I will. You're on your way to hell. Good. But the church isn't.
Amen.
Do you understand the church? People talking about, oh, there's hell up in the church. How did hell get up in God?
Not so.
The church is the body of Christ. Ain't no lie in the church.
Amen.
Ain't no hell raising in the church.
Amen.
The church is God's body, is pure. He said, I cut off an arm to save it.
Amen.
The church is pure. Now, when we come to serve God, you think the enemy is not going to come up here to try to serve him too? When they would do, in Job's day, they came up. He came up.
Yes, he did.
Say, when the sons of God was gathered together, Satan was right in their midst.
Amen.
You think he ain't here with us?
Amen.
But don't talk to him.
Amen.
Let him sit there and look like a nut.
That's
And you praise and thank God that you made it. Because when you hear the cry, go out to meet it.
Just a little more oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Just a little more oil in my lamp. I pray. A little more oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Keep it burning till the break of day. A little more oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Thank God. A little more, my Lord, just keep it burning. Yes, Lord, I need a little oil in my lamp. I pray. I need a little oil in my lamp. Lord, keep it burning. Yeah, Lord, keep it burning till the break of day. I need a little oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Yes, Lord, a little oil in my lamp. I pray. You need a little oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Thank God, Lord, keep it burning till the break of day. A little more in my lamp. Keep it burning. Dear Lord, a little more in my lamp. I pray. A little more in my lamp. Keep it burning.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017. 3700 Call Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.